Third perek of Maseches Shabbos begins with a discussion of ovens. We mentioned earlier in the first perek that there is a concern that if a person has a food item on the oven, on the stove, when Shabbos begins or during Shabbos, they may inadvertently, unintentionally, come to stoke the coals to hasten the cooking process. So Chazal instituted restrictions both on leaving food on the fire as Shabbos enters, but also on returning food onto the fire on Shabbos, because not only do you have the concern maybe you might stoke the coal Shabbos morning, but you also have the issue that it looks like you are cooking when you put things in or on the fire. So there are different ways to interpret this Mishnah. We're going to follow Rashi and Tosfos, which is the Ikar Hadin of how we follow halacha lemaisa of dealing with foods. Lechatchila, the best thing is to make sure that unless the food is totally cooked, it's always a good thing to have a blech. The fire source is covered and the knobs are covered, but as we will learn, as long as it's machal ben drusai, we mentioned this in the first parak, one third or one half cooked, then me'ikar adin, you don't have to worry about leaving it on the fire uncovered. The Mishnah tells us the following. Let's say you fired up a rectangular shaped Talmudic oven, which is filled with kash, straw, or gvava, other kinds of fuel which burns up very quickly. You don't have to worry anybody's going to stoke the coals because it burns out so fast. Nosin ala tavshil. You could put a tavshil on it. And according to the way that we paskin, according to the opinion of Chananya, if you follow other conditions, which we'll talk about in a little bit, this would be even on Shabbos. But begefes uve eitzim, but gefes and eitzim, if they are wood-burning ovens, or gefes is, let's say, the remnants of sesame seeds that continues to burn, and you might stoke the coals, lo yitain achiigrov o achiitin asaifer. You should not put food onto that oven unless you do grufa, you scrape out the coals. Remember, in those days, they had wood-burning ovens where the wood or the coals were in the oven itself while you were cooking. Ohachiyitin asaifer, unless you cover it with a layer of soot, which will dim the flames and also disincentivize you, you're not going to come to stoke the coals once you did that. So the simple reading of the word lo yitain means on Friday afternoon. This is the opinion of the Chachamim, who say that you can't leave food in the oven on Friday afternoon when Shabbos enters, unless you remove the coals, which is what we call a blech, or you cover the knobs if your food is not fully cooked. But according to Chananya, the meaning of the word is lo yitain, you shouldn't put it back on the fire on Shabbos. And let's explain what that means. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says this is a stricture of chamin avalo tavshul, you can never put food, a tavshil, a cooked item, only hot water. Beis Hillel Omrim, chamin v'tavshil. Chamin, hot water, v'tavshil, and a cooked food. Why? Beis Shammai says, notlin, you could take off the fire, avalo machzirin, you can't put it back on. Beis Hillel Omrim, af machzirin. Continuing the first way of reading the Mishnah, that this is referring to on Shabbos, that yitain means as long as you have yigrof, you have scraped out the coals, or you have set up a blech, you can even put food back onto the fire on Shabbos. When Shabbos starts, you should put a blech for the Shitas Chachamim, but if not, it's okay as long as you're one-third cooked food. On Shabbos itself, the food has to be completely cooked, otherwise you're actually cooking the food. That's mavashel. But if you take the food off on Shabbos, you can put it back. What does it mean, put it back? It means it's got to still be in your hand. Oda b'yado. If you put it down, you can't put it back. You have to keep it in your hand, and you have to have in mind that you're going to put it right back on. So halacha l'maisa, if you have a food which is at least one-third cooked, you can leave it on an open fire in a regular oven, or on a range when Shabbos starts. Lechatchila, you should put a blech, but if it's a third or a half cooked, that's sufficient. On Shabbos, it's got to be fully cooked, but if you take it off, as long as it's fully cooked and the oven is blecht and the knobs are covered, it's still in your hand and you have the intent of putting it back, you have the heter to put it back since it's fully cooked on Shabbos and you're just doing hachazara. The next Mishnah talks about a super hot oven. That's called a tanur. And that's going to have a high level of stricture. And we assume our ovens are more like the first Mishnah. Tanur shisikua bekashu v'gvava. If you used a tanur, super hot oven, even if it was just kashu v'gvava, the stubble that burns out really fast, lo yitain, you should not put on there. Bein mitocho, bein mi'algabav. Again, it's going to be applicable based on the previous Mishnah. And it's going to be restricted completely, and this is even for the din of shehiya, you're always concerned. But if you have a kupach, a square size, which is somewhat in the middle between a kira from the first Mishnah and a super hot tanur, so we say if it's bakash of a gvava, if you use this fuel that burns out very quickly, then you don't have to worry so much. So hareza kikiraim, it's like a kira, like a rectangular oven with the regular halachos. But begefes uve eitzim, if you have the regular fuel that takes a while to burn out. And you have that added concern. Since this is a square oven, we have a higher concentration of heat. Harehu katanor, it's more stringent like a big oven, a super hot oven like a tanor.